Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, and hopefully for those of us that are tech-savvy and or have an Android phone, you are listening to me right now live. If you do not know about this, guess what? You now listen to Kayak Fishing Radio live and listen to all the podcasts and everything else from your Android phone with the Kayak Fishing Radio app. You know, all the cool guys are doing it. Yeah, should be great. If you wanted to find out more information, it's pretty simple. Grab your Android phone and go into Google Play, search Kayak Fishing Radio, the app, and download it. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, and yeah, should be awesome sauce approved. With that being said, another thing that is awesome sauce approved is this.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That is awesome. Sorry, I had to do it. But yeah, Boondoggle is coming up. It'll be 2 months at Cars Park in Merritt Island, Florida. It should be a blast. But before that, we've got to play some more of these awesome sound bites. Here's another one.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Someone put them on there and I love them for it. Absolutely one of the best movies ever. All right. Let's get right to the night. We're not going to talk about fishing tonight. No. We're going to talk about kayak hunting. And trapping, two things that are very viable in your kayak. It should be a lot of fun talking about this. I'm a duck hunter. I'm a trapper. I love hunting out of my kayak. It's a blast. And we talk about some things that you can add to it to turn your boat into a killer hunting platform. And the best kayaks out there that, in my eyes, make great gunning boats. So we'll start with that. A good base, anything, and we go off of duck hunting because jump hunting or some guys call it shuffle hunting, where you jump between blind sets to either jump the birds and or move to a spot. Is one of the best ways to hunt for these ducks. Ducks, goose, mergansers, whatever you want to talk about them. And having a good kayak that you're stable in is key. One that pops in my mind right away, or that I see two similar boats, the Native Ultimates, really comfortable. You're sitting in the Wilderness Systems Commander. Two boats that are very viable as excellent duck boats, hunting boats, good areas, to sit inside there. Lots of areas to hang gear, put in blind pieces. This is where, redneck ingenuity, as the guys from Duck Dynasty always say, really comes into play. Building blind sets and things like that. But those two boats, they're the hybrid style. You have tons of ways to go there. If you don't have a Native Ultimate or a Wildy Commander, trapped out of my Jackson Kayak Big Tuna. This is a trapper's dream. Sitting water sets, down a river. Don't know what I'm talking about. Basically using, setting traps for muskrat, mink, otter, beaver, that sort of thing. I actually have a couple sets out tonight for coon. They were all set using my big tuna. Now check your local laws and regulations. Some don't allow boats. Virginia does. So back to what I was saying. The big tuna, excellent trapping boat. It's super stable. I never really have to jump out of the boat. I can hold a bunch of traps. I have a bunch of conibears, the stakes. And it's a great little setup. It's easier than trudging through the woods with a bunch of gear. I can do everything I need on my kayak and go. I do want to hunt out of the big tuna. I think it's a great platform, especially using the Yak Attack slide system. Put a couple of slide systems, put in some, redneck ingenuity, build a blind system for it and, go at some ducks like that. Another great kayak. You see they have a video of them doing it. Is the Hobie Pro Anglers, the 12 and the 14. Super stable, really big. That's the high society hunting platform there. And a bright yellow kayak. And you'd be surprised how many birds come over, and I had the urban camo. How many birds I had today go over top me. And I'm in a, urban camo kayak. It's like, really? It's kind of cool. Tons of fun. I love hunting out of my kayak. Actually working on it right now. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. As a prize for the boondoggle, it would be a 3-day, 2-night hunting trip in, where is that place? Cuervo? I think Cuervo, yeah. A hunting trip in Cuervo, Texas at a hunting lodge. Basically, what you do is float down the river that they have running through there and hunt hog from your kayak. Should be a lot of fun working on the details on that. But, if this guy is super excited about, the system. Actually just became a Jackson Kayak dealer in Texas. I really wish I had this card with me, but that is on the other side of the house, and I can't move. You could definitely hunt hog in a bright yellow kayak. Just make it smell like some bananas and you have hogs everywhere. Hunting hogs. If you've got, call your local regulations, your local DNR, or whoever that might be. Let's see here. Virginia, because they're considered a nuisance species, an invasive species, you can hunt them any different way that you would like. Can hogs swim? Hogs can definitely swim. There's a great video. If you ever get a chance, Outdoor Channel has a show, Pigman. And you know it's Pigman because he's always talking like this, and the Pigman. And we love hunting hogs and, doing things like that. Anyway, Pigman has a show. One of his shows is him hunting hogs out of a helicopter. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen. They killed like 300 hogs. And they had Uncle Ted, the consummate. Hang on. I know it's here somewhere. Oh, come on. Oh my. I won't do that one just yet. Tackle them tying up. Yeah. hey, yeah, groupie, welcome. Let's see here. You know, Uncle Ted, the consummate. Wow, I can't find it. All right. Consummate crazy man that he is. yeah, they went up. Basically, how they worked was they went up in this helicopter, and they fly around. And the helicopter guy was like, all right, there's a big, you know, pot of them. And they use the helicopter to, you know, push them out in the open. And then, you know, as soon as they got in the open, the helicopter got in range, they gave the hogs a serious case of lead poisoning. They're using everything from buckshot at a semi-auto shotgun. God love Texas, God. To using semi-auto rifles, using bows, I mean, just, you know, slugs, you know, hogs in full run, and, you know, kabook, 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 kabook. You see the ground splash around the hog, also the hog does a tumble. It was just awesome. I'm sitting there. And, you know, when you get super excited, I do my giggle and sound a lot like that. Like, you know, it's just awesome. But in Texas, you can hunt hogs any way you want. And I think it'd be very cool to, you know, be paddling down this little river. As is told to me, it's got, like, no flow to it whatsoever. So you can paddle up and down the creek if you needed to. Waiting on these hogs to come near the water, I mean, just hammering them. I think that would just be awesome. You know, after you shot them, of course, you'd have to pull some of this. Oh my. So yeah, simple as that. So that'd be another thing you can hunt for them. other kayaks that would work. The Cuda would be great. The Coosa would be awesome. The Jackson line. The Ride would be great on a wilderness systems. Not sure about the Ocean Kayak. They are a little tippy. I wouldn't be so sure about, you know, turning sideways and letting loose a, you know, 3.5-inch 10-gauge round. you might be turned upside down. You might have to fire another round to get you back up. So, you know, thinking about that, what would they call that? That wouldn't be a an Eskimo roll. Would that be like a Remington roll or a Mossberg roll? One round puts you under, next round pulls you over, something. I might have to try that out. The Kilroy would be a good boat, you know, if you're into the sitting sides. Trying to think of any other companies. Native, the Mariner would be good if you, you know, weren't in super shallow water. KC Kayak, that one that Adam keeps on paddling would be an excellent boat. Wow, that would be kicking. The Diablos would be good. I know there's a few others. If I forget one, please let me know. But yeah, So, I'm looking at my big tuna right now because my wife's delegated me to the garage. A few things I would do right off the bat. Figure out a blind system. I would be fishing this in the solo position in the big tuna, which means I would have the braces in. So, I'd have a two-piece blind or three-piece blind. Excuse me. Going from the bow, I'd have, you know, camera netting going back to about where my feet would be. And then from there, I'd have another little section where it was raised off the deck, having a pole section. That would be my folding area. I think that folds back and forth. And then right above my head, right behind me, would be another rigid section to connect to the folding section. Right there would be a simple setup. Something else I'd add would be a shotgun rifle holder. Several companies make great ones that actually fit on a tree stand or on ATV or truck, you know, that you could definitely add, you know, a base plate to it, similar to like the slide track system, and connect there so you could have your is there a duck button? I don't think we have a duck button. Chip, do we have a duck button? She's probably eating, you know, eating beans. I'm going to finish that one. C's, D's. No duck button. Oh, this is kind of like a duck. It's an animal. No ducks. But you know what I do have?
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Man, how high up would be the blind sit up? You know, personally, you just want it to be above your head. You know, you don't need it to be, you know, super high because then you get caught and everything. Is there a duck in the Grinch? No, I'm thinking about it. No, there is no duck. There's a dog. Anyway, and a roast beast. Can't forget that. Anyway, there's a sheep. You know, if you lived up in, like, Alaska, or where is it? Where was that? I think that was New Zealand. They have sheep. They have these glaciers that are running off. The glacial runoff. And I thank Chris for requesting those Grinch buttons. Absolutely the best Christmas movie ever, in my opinion. But that would be an awesome hunting trip. Like through Alaska, where the sheep come down to drink out of the glacial water, you know, up in the mountains. They just float down there and just hammer moose and some of these, screw it. Just right down the farm. You know, just float right next to the farm. You know, sheep sitting there just looking at you with that stupid look that they have and just hammer them. Boom! He won't mind. Anyway. but yeah, you just want it just above your head. And when you drop it in front of you, you're going to have the gun laying across your lap or, you know, sitting, you know, muzzle up. You know, always gun safety is key, folks. Please, please, please. If I needed to, I'll please send me an email. You know, do not know gun safety. I'll do a show completely on gun safety. Was a PMI, primary marksmanship instructor in the Marine Corps, combat instructor in tactical. Shoot, just brain farted again. It's been a long day. Tactical marksmanship and other things. So please have muzzle awareness. Do not transport. That's something. I know I'm jumping around here, folks. No real syllabus, just kind of, you know, hunting in general. But when you're traveling with your designated weapon, bow, shotgun, rifle, pistol, slingshot, please remember it is illegal to transport that weapon, at least in the state of Virginia, loaded. Okay, muzzle loaders, on the other hand, can be loaded as long as there's no cap in the gun. If you don't know what I mean by a muzzle loader, then you don't have one, so it doesn't apply to you. Just remember to move the cap before you preferably leave your hunting area. But if you want to stalk all the way back to your truck, just remember to keep when you get to your truck, remove the cap and make that weapon safe. Please, safety is key. Muzzle awareness is also a big thing. So if you're floating your duck blind around, your kayak around, remember to keep the you know, muzzle pointed in a safe direction. Keep the safety on, preferably unloaded, until you get to your spot, until you get set up. Then get to do what you're going to do, which is you know, safety first always, please. All right. But, yeah, just a simple blind, cami netting, and drop it down. When you, you know, after you call in your desired prey. So that's always a viable option. If you look on the Jackson Kayak website, you see a gentleman sitting in a Coosa with a big mooses in the background. State of Maine, state of Canada mostly too. You can hunt aminals out of a boat. Moose, bear, other aquatic big game animals, all viable out of a kayak. You know, this is where a good boat, where, you know, if I was going to hunt moose, and not mises, mises are mouses, mooses are mooses, you know, you definitely want, you know, a larger kayak. You know, the Native Ultimate, the bigger one, I think that's a 14.5, would be perfect. You know, you can, you know, quarter and everything else and throw it in the kayak. The Big Tuna would be a very, very good option in that. Even if you had two people in the kayak, one guy in the back, you know, piloting you around while you sit in the front with the rifle, that would be, you know, more than enough room in between, you know, in between you both to carry a ton of your spoils back. The Commander would be a great one too. Yeah, all right. Saw a gun turret on the bow. There you go. That'd be great. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be a bucket list item. Would be able to go floating down, you know, Nova Scotia. That would be one place. They got some really big moose over there. Same thing with floating down one of the rivers on the God, I cannot think tonight. It's on the West Coast, hunting black bear on one of those smaller rivers there. I think it would be really cool. Just about Victoria Island, Vancouver Island. There it is. Vancouver Island. I know they hunt bears there out of boats. Yeah, that would be awesome. You and a buddy floating down a river and hammering, you know, a black bear from your kayak. I think that would be really cool. You know, and be able to do that successfully, you know, like I said, proper kayak. You know, picking the proper kayak would be key. You know, in a sense that, you know, you're going to want, you know, a kayak A, that's going to be stable, that you're going to be comfortable with, that you don't have to worry about, you know, flipping over, you know, would be the, you know, my major thing. Another thing that, you know, I would definitely want to have in my arsenal is, you know, deck space. I think would be a big thing. You know, being able to hang, you know, put your catch safely and easily in there. And, you know, the big thing about that is keeping your catch cool. And I can't think of any other better way of keeping your catch cool than an Orca cooler. You know, Orca coolers are 100% made in America. This is a shameless plug, so bear with me. And because they're 1,000% made in America, have a full lifetime warranty on everything, from the rubber stoppers on the bottom to the handles and the everything. You call them 20 years from now, your handle broke, still get it, a brand new handle, no questions asked. But for more information, go to orcacooler.com, or Orca, I think is the website, orca.com. Look them up on Facebook. There you go. Sorry. Dinner's catching up to me. Yeah, you know, being able to have a good cooler, you know, I think the biggest thing that, you know, for hunting, you know, out of a kayak next to, you know, play, you know, choice of kayak, you know, and, you know, modding it the way you want would be to actually shoot out of a kayak on dry land. Yeah, kayak hunting radio. Here we go, boys. You know, we've got, I think goose, Canadian goose season doesn't end until mid-January. Trapper season doesn't end until the end of February. You know, so, you know, trapping and hunting from a kayak is definitely viable. You know, and how would, you know, if I was going to sight in my weapon, or if I was going to use a rifle, a shotgun, a muzzleloader, a bow from the kayak, I know that I'd want to have to shoot out of it. Because the last thing I want to have happen is, you know, be on my dream trip, floating down the a river in Alaska, having this monster moose in front of me, you know, the one that, you know, who's got to keep lifting, you know, leaning backwards a little bit because his back legs keep coming off the ground kind of thing. You know, be sitting there and trying to fumble around, trying to figure out how I'm going to make the shot out of my kayak. So how would you do that? First things first, you have to find a piece of land or a gun range that will allow you to bring your kayak onto dry land. If you have a parcel that you already own that you can shoot at, even better. Remember, good backstop. Make sure there's nothing behind there. Safety first, always. Set up a target. Sit in the kayak. Before I would even load the weapon, I figured out how to get the best, you know, base of you know, feel for where my you know, if I had a shot to my left, let's just go, you know, 12 o'clock's off the bow, 9 o'clock would be, you know, dead left of you, 3 o'clock would be dead right, 6 o'clock would be, you know, straight astern. You know, let's say I had a shot at, you know, 10 o'clock, you know, in direction, that's, you know, and I'm right-handed, that's a pretty easy shot. You know, I'd bring up my knee, rest my elbow on my knee and take the shot. But what happens if I've got a shot, you know, at my 2 o'clock, my 3? What happens if at my 5? And that's something that you want to sit, you know, and, you know, being a responsible hunter and responsible marksman, you would have to figure out, okay, and, you know, or just say, hey, I just can't make a shot at that 5 o'clock direction. I'd have to swing the whole kayak around if I can. If I can't, you know, that, you know, that's one thing. You know, and you know, find those positions and shoot from them. You know, okay, I know that this shot's going to be easy. I take 3 shots, I'm dead center, okay. You know, let me move the kayak over a little bit and, you know, let's take a shot from the 2 o'clock position. How would I, you know, move my body to be able to take that shot, a responsible shot, without endangering myself or a passenger or anything else? You know, without me flipping over after taking a shot. There you go. You know, that's something I was actually thinking about. Jack Chum puts on here, I'm going to take my yak to the range to see if I can shoot from the prone position. You know, a native would be awesome in the prone. You know, if you can somehow remove the seat, you know, if you see it far enough away or whatever, you know, let's say you're hunting hogs down in Texas, right? They're floating down. You can see them on a point about 200 yards ahead of you. They don't really see you yet. You can take the seat out, get down in the prone position, and use the crossbar in the front or the bow itself. You know, mount yourself a sandbag on the front, you know, a modified prone position, a seated position would be great. The big tuna, I've done it before where I've laid down on my belly to catch up to my paddle as it's floating away. You can definitely do that out of the big tuna. You know, move the, in Okuda, you can probably be uncomfortable, but you probably do it. Move the seat in the far back position and then lay across the center hatch. Could be a viable option. Let's see here. I think the Wildy has a little bit farther, a larger gunnel, a freeboard, so it might be a little more difficult. Let's see here. The Diablo would be a perfect one to do in the prone position. The hardest part would be getting back into the seated position after taking the shot. But, you know, those Diablos, where they have the real flat deck, would be perfect for a prone shot, which would be your best and most accurate shot, without a doubt. That's the thing. You go into a range, you go into a piece of property where you can take those shots and know your limitations. It's not only, best for you, it's also doing a great deal, of respect to the animal. Because the last thing you want to do is not be comfortable and they'll be real shaky and take a shot and hammer them in the stomach or, the intestines, blow a kidney out of them. They're not going to die, quickly. It's not humane. They're going to sit there and they're going to suffer, 12, 15, 24, 2 weeks, depending on where the shot placement is. And that's the last thing you ever want to do. Because not only does it bum you out, but now that animal is, suffering. I tell people all the time, it's our responsibility as sportsmen to be as humane and as, we have the intelligence to do it. Let's be intelligent, let's be humane. Let's take only the best shots we can or to our ability. Me personally, everyone is off topic, sorry. Running shots on deer, moving shots on deer. I'll shoot a deer moving, with my slug gun or my rifle all day long. Unless he's in a full sprint doing that jumping thing. Sorry, it won't happen. But if they're just trotting along, I'm going to hammer them every time. Sorry. as long as I get a good profiled shot, I'll tune them up every time. Would Yachel make that same decision? No. Each person has their own abilities and, that's something that you need to find and perfect and know, what your limitations are. Again, it's not just for you bringing home that meat, but it's also doing a great service to that animal. Okay. Back to what I was saying earlier. Kayaks, doing some other things like that. Now, if you did take a shot from the prone, getting back in the seated position, being safe as possible. Let's see here. Let's go off of, I talked to Jackson, going to give someone else a shot. We have Mr. Lozier in here so he can help me out. Let's say you take a shot from a semi-prone position in a native ultimate. He just left. They have a crossbar in the front. That would be my rest. Put have a sandbag system or a yoke system. I can place that rifle or shotgun down in between that yoke to steady my shot. Okay, I'm laying down pretty much on my stomach. I pull the trigger, boom, I take that animal out. Safe, humanely, he doesn't go anywhere, it just dies. Now, how to get back to the prone position or back in a seated position like that? First thing you want to do, unload your weapon. You're done hunting. You're taking your animal. Unless you're shooting more of them or you plan on shooting more of them, see if it's a hog, and you see the herd or pack or gaggle of hogs sitting there still. Let's say you drop 6 hogs because you can do it. Not saying that you would, but say you shot a couple of hogs. Okay? They're gone. The hunt's pretty much over with. Unload your weapon and secure it. Okay? So then you do with your paddle, with your fishing rod, whatever. Secure it in some way. Okay? From there, you've got to get your feet underneath you. Get your butt back underneath you. The easiest way of doing that would actually just be to roll onto your side or your back. And then just sit up. You might be facing the wrong direction, but then you can just flop your legs over and do what you need to do to get back around to, you know, your situation, the best way to put it. A big tuna, they're so stable, they can actually, you know, come back to your knees and then use the stand assist handle, bring one foot up, bring the other foot up, stand up and sit back down if you wanted to. For those of us that aren't as flexible due to age, size, whatever, great thing would be, get to your knees, kind of paddle up to the shoreline, get out, sit right, and then go get your animal. If I was duck hunting, okay, it's something that I just thought of. If I was hunting with ducks, geese, whatever, take my dog with me, my lab, your Brittany, whatever. Could you get your dog in and out of that kayak without it flipping? Or could you, is there a way you can assist him in doing that? And that's all things that you need to find out and test for yourself. I think the only kayak that I would ever do that with would be the big tuna, because it is so stable. Another one would be the Diablo, because it's just real low in the water. Let's see here. Doing it in a style like the natives, the hybrids, would be, the beneficial in one sense. The other sense, you'd get a wet, sloppy dog, come back in your kayak, drain off all that water, and there's no scuppers in a style like that. So it could really become an issue. Find that whatever works for you. But I am actually working on an article for Yak Angler on kayak hunting, hunting, trapping kind of thing. So if you haven't done it already, you need to go ahead and computer's locking up. No, don't lock up. Don't play with my emotions. Come on now. Oh, come on. There we go. Okay. If you don't know.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go. Definitely go to Yak Angler. Great info there. Can't say enough about them. Write some articles. Read some articles. Really good stuff. And I don't know if I've talked about this yet, but...
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Definitely. Check out the boondoggle stuff. President's Day weekend. Should be a ton of fun. I know I'm looking forward to it. Tons of prizes. We have vendors set up, ready to go. It should be a blast. If it doesn't sound like it, but I'm giddy with excitement. Again, if you're listening to the show through our website, through a podcast, through whatever, you can listen to this live. So let's say you're driving home, like, oh, I'm missing Mark's show. One of the best shows out there. Excuse me. You could definitely, if you got an Android phone, safely, download the Kayak Fishing Radio Android app. That's right. We have an app now. We're awesome sauce, approved. Just go to your Google Play account and download it. It's free, okay? Free. How many things are free now? Nothing's free. So definitely download the free Kayak Fishing Radio app. Because if not,
You're a mean one, Mr. That's Grinch. Right.
You're a mean one if you don't download the KFR app. For you Apple folks, we are working on it, okay? It'll be very soon so you guys can Apple it up on the Kayak Fishing Radio app. I think we're calling tonight. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up. Mark Lozier, Andrew Bukowski, Yak Chum, Matt Trucks, Chip the Cherry Gibson. Listen to him tomorrow night. Okay? Same time, same place. I'd like to thank Jackson Kayaks. Can't say enough about Jackson. You know, they're just awesome. I'd like to thank Mustad. Everyone that's donating the Boondoggle, Slayer Inc., and Chip for giving me this opportunity to entertain you now for over a year and a half. Almost 2 years now, I think it is. I can't say enough, folks, about how much this means to me. And, you know, the ability, like I said, to be able to do this for almost a year and a half, almost 2 years now. This is, it's always fun to do this. And, you know, without your support, we wouldn't make this possible. when are you getting your MIC back? Huh. Anyway, with that, I'd like to thank everyone for supporting me throughout these years, and we'll catch you next weekend. Again, tune in tomorrow night for the Chips. The original show with Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson. And always, as I put it, always wear your PFD, take a kid fishing, have fun, stay safe, it is cold, proper wear, please, and I'll catch you next week, only on Kayak Fishing Radio. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye now.